Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. Have you ever been doing something and no matter how hard you try, it seems like you keep getting interrupted? Your mind wanders, your phone rings, someone keeps trying to talk to you, someone wants something from you, and you just are not able to concentrate. And it seems like the more important what you are trying to do is, the greater the distractions that keep coming at you. Almost relentlessly and nonstop, just one after another. And how many times have you been studying the word of Elohim and your mind keeps wandering? And you find yourself a page and a half on in your study and you suddenly realize that you weren't absorbing anything and you don't even remember what you just read. You know, sometimes you can only read 2 to 3 verses and your mind keeps getting drawn off somewhere else. You know, distractions are very subtle, and that is exactly the danger. And we have to learn to recognize and to discern distractions and things that are trying to distract us. You know, do you think it's any accident that at times you're being distracted and your attempts to concentrate and to have focus just keep being disrupted? Let's turn over to Deuteronomy 4 and verse 15. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 15. Therefore, diligently guard yourselves. For you saw no form when Yahweh spoke to you at Horeb out of the midst of the fire, lest you should do corruptly and shall make for yourselves a carved image in the form of any figure, the likeness of male or female, the likeness of any beast that is on the earth, or the likeness of any winged bird that flies in the heavens, the likeness of any creature that creeps on the ground, or the likeness of any fish that is in the water under the earth. And lest you lift up your eyes to the heavens, and shall see the sun, and the moon, and the stars, all the host of the heavens, and you be drawn away into bowing down to them, and serving them, which Yahweh your Elohim has allotted to all the peoples under all the heavens. You know, here Moshe's relating the word of Elohim to the children of Israel. And does it seem like he's talking about distractions here? Are these things that take away our attention and our focus and put it somewhere where it doesn't belong and a place where Yah doesn't want it to be? Notice how this verse starts. Diligently guard yourselves. You know, it's something we are supposed to pay attention to. It's something that we're responsible for. We can easily be caught up in distractions. And the closer we get to the return of Messiah, there will be more and more attempts to distract us and take our attention away from where it should be. You know, the adversary doesn't want us staying focused on Yah's word. He's going to use everything that he has to try and distract us, to draw our attention away. And look at all the things people get caught up in. Things that we have no control over. Things that are all playing in to the plan of Yah and what he is working out here. Let's look at Luke 21 and verse 29. Luke 21 and verse 29. And he spoke a parable to them. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they have already budded, observing it, you shall know for yourselves that summer is now near. So you also, when you see these matters take place, know that the reign of Elohim is near. Truly I say to you, this generation shall by no means pass away till all shall have taken place. The heaven and the earth shall pass away, but my words shall by no means pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down by gluttony and drunkenness and worries of this life, and that day come on you suddenly. For it shall come as a snare on all those dwelling on the face of all the earth. Watch then at all times and pray that you be counted worthy to escape all this about to take place and to stand before the Son of Adam. Words that we should take to heart. Words that we should pay attention to. Words that we shouldn't be distracted away from when we're reading them and contemplating them and considering them and what they mean. How do you become trapped? How do you get caught in a snare? Yeshua is giving us a warning here, a serious warning. And he is warning about a specific time and a specific event that is near. And notice what he is warning about. What is he telling us here? He's warning us about signs that point to the end of the age being near and the reign of Elohim beginning. And the example he gives us here is interesting because it is a subtle sign. The fig tree is showing the signs of a change in the season. But how many people are paying attention? How many people are caught up and distracted? They walk right by the tree, never even notice it, never even notice that it's changing, pay no attention to it at all. You know, Messiah's words are prophetic. Are we looking for the subtle signs? Can creation itself be signaling to his people when his return is near? How many people really stop to notice anything anymore? Everyone is running from here to there, and they are distracted. You know, we see all the time in news events, accidents that happen, and very often the cause is, you know, people not paying attention. They're distracted. You know, a few months back, I saw this man walking down the street, and he had his phone out, And at first I thought he was just maybe checking emails, maybe checking text messages. No, he was watching a video as he was walking. Do you think he was paying attention? I watched him. He came to an intersection, stepped right off the curb and kept going. He didn't even look up, didn't even bother to check. You know, with all of the distractions around us, we have to focus on what is important. I'll tell you a big one that affects everyone is social media. How much time do we spend on that? And how distracted do we become when we spend time on that? When we're reading everything that's going on and we have to stop and make a comment on every single thing and get involved in things that aren't even important. How much time do we spend distracted doing that? You know, the adversary wants our attention diverted elsewhere. And he tried to distract Yeshua from what he was sent to do. Matthew 4 and verse 1. Matthew 4 and verse 1. Then Yehoshua was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tried by the devil. And after having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the trier came and said to him, "If you are the son of Elohim, command that these stones become bread." But he answering said, "It has been written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of Elohim." Then the devil took him up into the set-apart city, set him on the edge of the set-apart place, and said to him, "If you are the son of Elohim, throw yourself down. For it has been written, he shall command his messengers concerning you, and in their hands you shall bear you up, so that you do not dash your foot against a stone." Yehoshua said to him, "It has also been written, you shall not try Yahweh your Elohim." Again the devil took him up on a very high mountain and showed him all the reigns of the world and their esteem, and said to him, "All these I shall give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Yehoshua said to him, "Go, Satan, for it has been written, you shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and him alone you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and see, messengers came and attended him. Can tests be distractions? Yes, that is part of the test. The adversary relies on and uses distraction to do his work of deception and to keep mankind occupied and not looking to Yah. Even our good works can become a distraction if we allow them to. We need to have good works, but we also need to remember where our redemption comes from. We can only do what He allows us to do. And too often people neglect their own spiritual lives and their own walk because they let something consume them and take up all of their time. And then what happens? Study starts suffering. Time with Yah starts suffering. Prayer time starts suffering. And before you know it, things are going wrong in your life and you're wondering why and how. You know, our Messiah set the example for us, didn't he? He went off and spent time alone when he needed to. He realized when things were weighing him down, when things were coming in on him and becoming burdensome, and wearing him down, and he knew he needed time away to recharge, away from the distractions. Let's look at Luke 10 and verse 38. Luke 10 and verse 38. And it came to be as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Miriam, who also sat at the feet of Yehoshua and heard his words. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And coming up, she said, "Master, are you not concerned that my sister has left me to serve alone? Speak to her then to help me." And Yehoshua answering said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many matters, but only one is necessary. And Miriam has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her." How many times do we allow ourselves to be drawn aside by something and then begin to doubt? And why do we doubt? Because we allow ourselves to be distracted and we begin to take our eyes off of Him. You know, all of us, we are walking into uncharted waters, and we need to stay focused and on track. We don't know exactly how things are going to play out before now and the end of the age, do we? No one knows except Yah. We have to be more focused and attentive and committed than ever before, especially as we see the day approaching. If we allow ourselves to become distracted, we can stray off the path and become lost. And many are. Many are. Just look around you. Many are fallen. Distractions come in many different ways and usually play on our emotions. Now, we become emotionally involved with our distractions. Even a simple pastime, something you do just to relax and take your mind off other things. You know, people tend to obsess on things, even small things. We have to be careful because the adversary is so subtle with his attacks. And our time is one of the most precious commodities that we have. And we only have a finite amount of time here on this world. And think about how many minutes during the day get squandered and wasted. And we can never get those back. We can never, ever reclaim that time. And that should cause us to be even more focused and more intent on how we use our time and where and on what. There are so many things in this world that aren't important that people spend so much time on. Fear, anger, bitterness, resentment, revenge, jealousy, covetousness, desire, pride, greed, all of these can easily become distractions and cause us to lose sight of who we are and what Yah wants and expects from us. Let's look at Matthew 14 and verse 25. Matthew 14 and verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Yehoshua went to them, walking on the sea. And when the top ones saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a phantom." And from fear they cried. But immediately Yehoshua spoke to them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid." And Kepha answered him and said, "Master, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Kepha had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Yehoshua. But when he saw that the wind was strong, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Master, save me." And immediately, Yehoshua stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "O you of little belief, why did you doubt?" And when they came into the boat, the wind ceased. When Peter, Kepha, lost focus and took his eyes off of Yeshua, he became distracted by the conditions around him, and he began to be afraid. And he started thinking about what he was doing, and thought in his own mind, "This is impossible. This is impossible to walk on water." You know, fear is a big distraction for many people, and it robs you of your ability to rationalize and to think clearly. Fear drives people to do things they would never even think of doing normally. You know, it invokes our fight or flight reaction, and people will run to avoid things they don't want to face. The body of believers is completely distracted right now. The adversary has sent confusion and distraction into the body to destroy it. Why would we think that he would not? It is like a virus that spreads and infects all of the healthy cells it comes into contact with. Why would we think that he would not come after the body? And what is he attacking the body with? Division, chaos, confusion, false teachers, false doctrine. You know, people become confused and they don't even know where to turn anymore. Let's take a look at Titus 3. Titus 3 and verse 8. Trustworthy is the word. And in this regard, I wish you to strongly affirm that those who have believed in Elohim should keep their minds on maintaining good works. This is good and profitable to men. But keep away from foolish questions and genealogies and strife and quarrels about the Torah, for they are unprofitable and useless. Reject a divisive man after the first and second warning, knowing that such a one has been perverted and sins being self-condemned. Caught up, distracted, obsessed, and infecting everyone around him. That's why he's rejected. You know what Shaul is warning about here is being distracted. He calls the distractions unprofitable and useless, and they are. only there to eat up time, eat up resources, and to keep the people of Yah from what is really important. And what was Yeshua's message from the beginning? Repent. Teshuvah, the kingdom of Elohim is at hand. That was his first message. Distractions can become divisive, and people become consumed with them. Division is usually caused by distractions. People divide because they become distracted. And also, we have to realize that not all these distractions are of the adversary. Abba tests his people. He tests to see who is committed, who is focused. Adam and Chava were distracted, and the adversary found a way in by distracting them. They had everything that they needed, and they lacked for nothing. Yet the adversary was able to distract them by dangling the offer of knowledge before them. Oh, that's a problem for a lot of people, isn't it? Everybody seeking after knowledge. How many fall into that trap? And how many go places they should never go in seek of knowledge? People lust after it. All of mankind has suffered because Adam and Chava allowed themselves to be distracted. And how many people between now and the return of Messiah are going to fall because they allow themselves to become distracted? First Timothy 6 and verse 3. Timothy 6 and verse 3. If anyone teaches differently and does not agree to the sound words, those of our Master Yehoshua Messiah, and to the teaching which is according to reverence, he is puffed up, understanding none at all, but is sick about questionings and verbal battles, from which come envy, strife, slander, wicked suspicions, worthless disputes of men of corrupt minds, and deprived of the truth, who think that reverence is a means of gain. Withdraw from such. But reverence with contentment is great gain. For we brought naught into the world, and it is impossible to take any out. When we have food and covering, we shall be satisfied with these. But those wishing to be rich fall into trial and a snare, and into many foolish and injurious lusts, which plunge men in ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some, by longing for it, have strayed from the belief and pierced themselves through with many pains. But you, O man of Elohim, flee, run, don't stop, don't look back, flee from all this, and pursue righteousness, reverence, belief, love, endurance, meekness. And don't lose focus. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. You know, it's a narrow path. And if you're walking along not paying attention to where you're going, it's very easy to walk off the side. Distractions will pull us off the narrow path and take our attention off of Yah and His way of life. His way of life, which leads to life. It's the way. And we need to walk in the way. His people need to walk in the way and to be committed and serious about what they are doing. Stay in His word and guard His commands. You know, that's what He tells us to do, to guard His commands, to watch over, protect, shield, and hold on to dearly. Yeshua said, "If you love me, you will keep my commands." Do not stray. Do not lose focus. Do not allow yourself to become distracted. We have control over that. So we are without excuse. Don't let anything distract you from the goal that is in front of you. You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into His truth. Shavua Tov!